The Mackinac Policy Conference, it kicks off a whole week of events. That's, of course, where Paul W. Smith is headed today, along with Ann Thomas, the crew, Kevin Dietz. They're all going to be up there this week. Lots of things happen up there that is interesting and that has an impact on politics and policy for the following year. So we'll be checking in, of course, with them all week, but we want to get a preview. Kelly Roots joining us. She's Crane's Detroit Business Executive Editor. Good Monday morning, Kelly.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. Glad you could join us this morning. Give us a little preview here of the Mackinac Conference. From everything that I can tell, there's some major players who are not going to be there for this conference.
That is correct. This is kind of an odd year, as you can imagine. We did not have the Mackinac Policy Conference last year due to COVID, and the Detroit Regional Chamber is ramping up this year in a different time frame. It's usually in May, and now it's obviously in September. And there are some fairly big names that have decided to skip the conference. Dave Coulter in Oakland County, Mark Hackle in Macomb, Dana Nessel is taking a pass. The heads of our universities are not going to be there. The chamber folks have worked very hard to make this a COVID careful event. There are lots of policies in place. Vaccines are required. There will be masking. There's going to be outdoor events for dinners and socializing and such. They're going to have a bracelet protocol where people are going to wear bracelets that, with colors, red, yellow, and green, that indicate their level of comfort with handshakes or fist bumps, or the red is, don't touch me at all. And so,
hear about this.
The bracelet protocol is going to be one of the most interesting things to watch. It's just an effort by the chamber to get people to kind of, get back and network and socialize again, but do it at their particular comfort level. So some of the folks that have skipped the conference this year are doing so because of COVID. Others had other scheduling issues. It's kind of all over the board, and there's going to be fewer people this year than normal. So I'm headed up there myself this morning, and it's going to be my first time up there, and it's just going to be a really different year, obviously, not the same kind of conference.
You know, Kelly, what's interesting about this is usually held in the spring in May or June or whatever the case may be. And it just seems like the timing, with so many other things going on right now, the timing just was not conducive for a lot of those policymakers that you speak of to make it up for this particular event.
There's a lot of stuff competing for people's attention this week, that's for sure. At Crane, we have our Detroit Homecoming, which is produced by Crane, that brings expats from all over the country back here to Detroit to talk about new opportunities and business opportunities. We have Motorbella this week, which is going on, that's the kind of the experiential auto show experience. We'll see how that goes, but there's lots of interest in that. I know the governor's going to be there as well. D-Electricity is later this week, in Midtown. So there's certainly plenty of things competing for everybody's attention. And they're all back in person for the first time too. So it's going to be interesting to see how many people, show up at Motorbella and all the other stuff going on.
And Kelly, let's talk for a second about Detroit Homecoming, because this is such a great event. And I know when this event started, I remember thinking, duh, why didn't somebody think about this before? The idea is that all of the successful people who got their education here in Southeast Michigan, in the Detroit area, or in the state of Michigan, who became who really they are, in their years living here, and then go off and do great things around the country, you're inviting them back and inviting them to share their expertise, their knowledge with everyone else who's here. Tell us a little bit about Detroit Homecoming, what you plan to do this year that might be a little different.
This is a great event. It's kind of a signature event for Crane, and it's a great place to go meet people and mingle. And this year, we have kind of a hybrid event. We have some things going on, virtually, but we have many in-person events as well this week. Jim Farley from Ford and Sheila Ford Hamp from the Detroit Lions are going to be featured speakers, and we have lots of breakout sort of sessions and tours and things for folks to reconnect with Detroit. It's resulted in a lot of investment back into the community, so it's something that we're pretty proud of.
Mm-hmm. Kelly Root kindly joining us here, Paul W. Smith Show. Of course, she from Cranes, their Detroit business executive editor. Kelly, one of the things that we're looking forward to in regards to what is happening in Mackinac is it sounds like this is going to be streamed as well. As I was reading Chad's piece and of course, Cranes, it sounds like this is going to be streamed on PBS.
We're going to have coverage throughout the whole experience. Chad was just telling me this morning that he's got his first podcast up. You can follow that on cranesdetroit.com. Yeah. We've got reporters up there and editors up there who are going to be covering the sessions. And one of the things I wanted to mention is that we revived our 50 Names to Know in Government, which is mm-hmm. Chad Livengood's look at who you need to know, the movers and shakers in Lansing, and that's in our print edition today. It's online at cranesdetroit.com, and then the Mackinac attendees will get like a little booklet that they can carry around that is a real readable and interesting look at top folks in Lansing with contact information. So it's going to help the mingling and anybody who needs to know what's going on in Lansing. So.
And I was going to ask you about those 50 names to know in government. That, I mean, a lot of people will think, why bother? But the fact is that that's a really important document to have and to review. I know I've seen it in years gone by, and it's really an important resource to have because a lot of, the players change. Let's face that. That's names change, people change, their yeah. jobs change. So this is a way of keeping up on that. And really you can get a lot of understanding as to how policy then is developed by looking at this list.
Absolutely. And it's not the same list as it was, the last time we did this, I think a couple of years ago. I mean, the obvious folks are on there, but it's you're exactly right. It's people that are behind the scenes sometimes, but play a big role in policy and lawmaking. And, as Chad says, people to put on your speed dial, the ones to, the ones to know that might not always pop up right away or be in the news all the time.
Right.